Scotty, let's find out what the heck is going on with this crazy weather.
The Scotty K Show on US 99.
The weather goes as crazy as it is right now in the Chicagoland area. There's really only one person I can trust to figure out what the heck is going on, and Chief Meteorologist from Fox 32 Chicago. Hi, Emily.
Hello.
I was going to talk to you about the heat, but then Mother Nature seemed to say, hey, you guys need a cool down. I'm going to dump a bunch of water on you. What is going on with these storms?
Yes, our temperatures went from the low to mid 90s with heat index values as high as 105 to 110 down to the 70s in some parts of the area. But I do, while I have you, I want to run you through some of the warnings that we still have.
Yeah.
Because we do have 60 to 70 mile per hour wind gusts taking place right now with the line of storms moving through southern Kendall County, northern Grundy County, and then for those of you in west central Will County, places like Joliet, we have damaging wind gusts coming through. So if you're not already, get indoors. You know what they say, don't drive through those flooded roads. You never know how deep the water is. If you see a flooded street, find another route for your evening trip home.
Just things change so fast. And I know we wanted to be cooled down, but not like that. My wife was even joking. She's from Florida. So when she says the humidity is bad, I know it's real. She also brought up the corn sweat. What is the corn sweat?
Essentially is a simpler way of saying evapotranspiration. That's a process that corn and plants go through to release water vapor from their leaves. But we're in peak growing season, and there's actually 11 million acres of corn in the Midwest. So when you have these heat waves coming through, warmer air can hold more moisture, and that evapotranspiration or corn sweat is contributing to the even higher dew point. So that was, you know, a really big buzzword that we were seeing in the headlines this week.
I learned so much from you, Emily. What about this weekend? What do we got to look forward to?
So the weekend, the same frontal boundary that's moving through right now, it's going to be lingering and hanging out for a couple days. So again, on Friday, we have showers, thunderstorms, but it's not going to be a wash of a day. It's just going to be here or there, especially during the afternoon.
Because we have a Crosstown Classic to get to this weekend. So I want to make sure these Cubs Sox get to play.
I know. And I'm really hoping that we're able to squeeze those in. Tomorrow, we do have that chance for showers and thunderstorms. But I do think that I think we may be able to squeeze it in. Okay. And then on Saturday, the afternoon and evening hours, we're going to have to watch pretty closely because actually there's some signs that we could be dealing with strong to severe thunderstorms again on Saturday. So for everyone that's heading out, you know, to the game or even just going to be out and about in the city or throughout the Chicagoland area, have ways of getting alerts on Saturday because we could be dealing with damaging wind gusts again. Once we get past Saturday, Sunday, we are right back into the heat again. We'll have dry skies, but we're going to be in the low 90s.
I never know what to expect anymore. So I'm glad I have you on speed dial now.
Well, you know what they say. If you don't like the weather, just wait 10 minutes and, you know, it'll change here in Chicago.
That's right. And you do such a great job of updating everybody on socials, too, which I know I appreciate because I'm like, what's going on? Oh, yeah. Emily already told me. So thank you for doing that. What's your Instagram again?
Yeah, you can find me at Emily Walls. WAHLS.
Thank you for keeping us informed, keeping us safe, letting us know what the corn sweats are, for being on the show. Chief Meteorologist from Fox 32 Chicago, Emily, I'm always impressed with your green screen skills. I could never do it.
Oh, thank you.